Welcome back to Indianapolis. The 2018 Scouting Combine continues. We have, from the NFL Network, but also a Minnesotan,
right,
Steve Weish, with us to talk Combine and Vikings and everything that's going on.
North Minneapolis in the house.
There we go. All right.
So what did you think about our season?
Fantastic. I was very surprised the way it ended, the way they were rolling, and then, you know, of course they lose the eventual Super Bowl champions, but just they probably played their worst game of the season at the wrong point of the season. But otherwise, just fantastic. The way Case Keenum showed up, the way guys like Latavius Murray showed up after some injuries, like the injury to Dalvin Cook early on, the great play by Stephon Diggs against the Saints there. So they really, you know, other than the way that NFC playoff game ended, could not have asked for a better season.
What were some seasons or teams or players that you remember watching growing up in Minnesota as a Vikings fan?
Yeah, well, I'm old enough to know, I was there to remember all, you know, three of the four Super Bowls, okay. You know, there in the 70s. You know, Chuck Foreman is my favorite player of all time.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, Sammy had such a short career because people remember him. He was like Le'Veon Bell before Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he was that guy. You know, all those teams, Alan Page, mm-hmm. Fran Tarkenton. I mean, I can go down the list. Fred Cox, you know, Bob Lurd, Tamal.
Yeah.
I remember all those guys.
Yeah. So.
Well, now, a more recent player, Randy Moss, going into the Hall of Fame this year. That's going to be super cool. I would imagine you're going to be there covering it in some capacity, right?
I will. I mean, slam dunk that he was going in. I mean, Randy Moss had, you know, the great moments of his career with the Vikings. Just a transcendent player. I mean, a guy 6'4", 6'5", running a 4.3 40. You know, he got a verb named after him. You know, you mossed a guy. He's a deserving first ballot Hall of Famer. So it will be exciting. It's good for him. I know it means everything to him. You know, a conversation I had with him after it was announced he was going in. He was just like, it's amazing when I look at all the mistakes I made in my career, when I look at all the people who helped me mm-hmm. get to this point, and to realize, wow, I'm going in there with, I now believe, it's 317 other people, that he's one of that group. I mean, I think it really, really has hit home with him.
For the current squad, I think here everyone's going to talk about the quarterback situation. So what's your opinion on that? You know, I want to leave it open-ended for you. You take it anywhere you want. The Vikings quarterback situation, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that they're letting Case Keenum go, I mean, which I thought they would do, because just that market value, I don't think on the open market he was going to get command with that franchise number would be like $20 million plus. If there's not, you know, that huge of a market, maybe they bring him back. I think they're very much in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Everything I'm hearing is it looks like they've really targeted Kirk Cousins, and that's something that could happen. Kirk would be perfect in this system. He's a younger guy who could play in this system for 10 years. You get Daryl Bevel running the offense. Daryl's back, right? Correct?
John DeFilippo.
John DeFilippo. Why did I say Daryl Bevel? DeFilippo.
No.
But Filippo is an aggressive play caller, someone who's going to do some things to maybe take this offense up a notch with Dalvin Cook getting back healthy. So that, of course, is the big question, because I think even here, with the draft and free agency, you take Kirk Cousins off the market, then really, what's the next move?
Yeah.
So maybe that works well for Case Keenum. I do think if Kirk Cousins comes to Minnesota, that he could be – they didn't lose that playoff game because Case Keenum.
Yeah.
But I think Kirk Cousins is a guy who could really take them to the next level.
Yeah, you mentioned Dalvin Cook, and I want to ask you about him. You know, because last year at this time, he was here.
Yep.
Dalvin Cook was here. The Vikings end up with him. And through 3.5 games, it looked like the Vikings had a guy who might be the rookie of the year. So what do you think about him coming back and the impact he can have with John DeFilippo and the Vikings offense next season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. He's going to have a huge impact because people saw he's kind of in the mold of the Devontae Freeman. He can catch it. He can run. He can hit the big play. What was going on, though, when he was doing his thing, is Latavius Murray was still kind of coming back from that leg injury. Now we saw how healthy Latavius Murray is and how good he was. That 1-2 combination over the course of a 16-game season, that's going to let Cook play all 16 games for the most part. It's going to diversify the offense a little bit because you have two completely different styles of runners. So I think it's going to let Flip, you know, do some very aggressive things with the offense. Flip's an aggressive play caller, so it's going to be very interesting to see what he does. Regardless of who the quarterback is.
And fans, they're watching. They love aggression on offense, right?
Well, you would think so. I think it worked for the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
It did.
Yeah,
it did.
All right, to catch more of Steve's stuff, make sure you check out NFL Network. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate
it. Absolutely, you got it.